Hello everyone, this is JD Man again. I know it's been a while since I booed and sorry about that. As a matter of fact, I was talking it over with the co-host of the JD Man Experience, Cute Poison 10. And we were talking some podcast business. Well, anyways, one of the things we talked about was me getting a boo out, so after that, I hung around Twitter a little while, and I was kind of, you know, asking out loud to give me a topic so I could do a good boo. And I got my topic, not quite a good topic as it turns out. I don't know if any of you are soap opera fans, but on the show As the World Turns, this guy named Anthony Herrera played the character of James Stenbeck from 1980 up till last year, on and off. And it's funny, he was the guy that just wouldn't die. I mean, every time they think they killed him, and he just shows right back up, and oh well. As a matter of fact, on Twitter I put up a little video thing they did of his character. How to avoid being murdered. And I've been watching since at least 82. And I didn't watch As the World Turns consistently, but I keep an eye on it. And when James Stenbeck came back on, I started watching again. That character, I think, is the best overall character on a TV show that I've ever seen. Because every time James Stenbeck was on that show, the entire show was about him. And it's not many characters that can recur, you know, come on every once in a while that can do that. So, I saw a few things on the internet, but, I know I'm not the most famous boor and probably never will be, but it kind of gave me a little chance to, maybe some of you who listen to my boos who take a second and think about Mr. Herrera. There's more information, but boos are short. And I found this one video. I believe it's one of the last things he did. So, also, well, I'll just play it.
Whenever Richard Corey went downtown, we people on the pavement looked at him. He was a gentleman from sole to crown. Clean favored and imperially slim. And he was always quietly arrayed, and he was always human when he talked. But still he fluttered pulses when he said, good morning. He glittered when he walked. And he was rich. Yeah. Richer than a king. And admirably schooled in every grace. And finally we thought he was everything to make us wish that we were in his place. So on we worked and waited for the light and went without the meat and cursed the bread. And Richard Corey, one calm summer night, went home. Put a bullet through his head.
And it's kind of funny in a way, more like ironic that he was the guy that could never die. Rest in peace, Mr. Herrera.